A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to some place that I think deserves way more attention than it gets, and that's Portugal. There's just some fantastic wines coming out of Portugal. And besides the ports from the Douro region, that same area also produces some spectacular wines that are worth reviewing. We're going to be drinking the 2015 Da Quinta Olivarinha, that's Olivarinha, from Douro. Now, the Douro Valley is, by the way, one of the world's first regulated and demarcated wine regions. In 1756, it was recognized as a very specific region, probably mostly for the growing of the Torriga Franca, Torriga Nacional, and the Tinto Roriz grapes that were used in making port that made this area so famous originally. But these grapes, the Torriga Franca, Torriga Nacional, and the Tinto Roriz grapes are also all fine grapes in their own right and used often in blending, but each one standing on its own to make a distinctive and wonderful of wine. So the Quinta Olivarinha that we're tasting today is made by the Alves de Souza family, which has been making wine on these vineyards for over five generations. And they're using those three grape varieties that I mentioned before. And we have lots of old vines on the hillside. Tough growing conditions, but as I've often mentioned before, that translates into interesting wines of great character. So enough of that. Let's pour some in the glass and see what we got. First, I've poured it in the glass here. It is dark garnet purple, opaque. You cannot see through this wine. It's concentrated. And just wonderful nose of like dried violets, I guess. Like a bouquet that's been pressed in a book is what I'm smelling here. Rich, ripe, dark plum. Notes right up front, not quite sweet. Definitely a chocolate and spicy flavors mid-palate with a nice, just soft, velvety tannin that balances all that fruit and body that this wine has. Wonderful surprise. Really shows how we should open our eyes and look to other areas than the usual for good wines. This is a wonderful surprise. I'm really enjoying the Olivarinha from Douro. I'll have another sip here. What? Yeah, overall, just nice and fruity up front, nice and spicy in the middle, lots of character in the middle part of the palate. Enjoying this all over the place. I think it's a big, soft wine with lots of fruit. I think this would be just perfect for something on the grill, perhaps a spiced lamb or a flank steak that's been rubbed, dry rubbed. So enjoying very much the 2015 Da Quinta Olivarinha Reserva from Portugal.